Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, parenting or child rearing promotes and supports the physical, emotional, social, spiritual, and intellectual development of a child from infancy to his adulthood. And the same relationship could actually go up somewhere and it could go down. Sometimes it can actually be supporting and sometimes it can be distorting. Now, today in our studio, we have with us a guest speaker, Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, we have been discussing some very key points which help to develop a better parent-child relationship. And so far, you told us that parents got to be truthful with the children, and parents also got to be expressing their love rather than just advising them all the time, imposing things on them all the time. And this expression of love, these advices, even if you want to impose something on them, it should all show your concern, not show you just as someone who's always, you know, kind of taunting your child. So, Professor, when we were talking about expression of love, some of the very beautiful lines of Shakespeare's actually struck my mind, which say, "Love is not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending circles compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me prude, I never writ, nor no man ever loved." So what is the world teaching today, especially social media, is completely contrary to this sonnet of Shakespeare. And you, on the other way, are telling that this expression of love is very, very important between a parent and child. And when you, whatever the kind of love you're expressing today, that's the same kind of love this child is going to be expressing in the society tomorrow. But we are seeing something, something is very wrong in our societies when it comes to expression of love. So what do you comment on that?
Actually, when we talk about love and we talk about goodness, I mean, people should love things which are beautiful, have goodness in them. When as human beings, we are looking for some things which are infinite, have value without any limits. Actually, all human beings are God-loving, because God is infinite. He's infinite beauty. He's infinite goodness. It's infinite knowledge. Everything about him is infinite. All his attributes are infinite. His very essence is infinite. So we love God because of his infinite virtues. True love is love for goodness. True love is love for beauty. Now, what is goodness? What is beauty? What is inherent?
So we got to be changing the definitions of goodness within us so that
goodness is not just goodness is not just behaving nicely, maybe. Goodness is something which is deep down in our hearts.
All right.
Beauty is not just something apparent, it's something deep down in us.
All right.
It's something the beauty of our hearts, the beauty of our soul, the goodness in our soul. All of this is something, everything which we see apparently has something within our souls. That is the true human being which is in ourselves. Our love is should be pointed to that inner esoteric aspect of the human being. If we love someone for his apparent behavior, apparent behavior, or his or her apparent features, that's not true love. That will go away if
with
the
time.
If the apparent behavior changes, our love will not be there anymore.
Yeah, as
if
the
features go away, it will also our love will also fade away.
As Shakespeare says in the same sonnet in the beginning verses, that as Shakespeare says it in the same sonnet in the beginning lines, that love is not love which alters when an alteration finds. Professor, will talk more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Naqavi today. And Professor Naqavi, you were discussing expression of love, and now we came to the point, like, what kind of love, what is it that could be said love, or what are the criteria? Is the love that we are teaching to our children the love that should be changing with the changing time, or when it finds any alteration and it should also alter? Or no, Islam is teaching us, talking about some other love which remains eternal.
Yes, Islam is talking about pure love. It is love Islam wants to, for example, Allah wants to be loved. He says that you love me, you love my prophet. If you love, you have love from my prophet, you need to obey him, you need to follow him. So loving someone is based on the goodness and perfection that a person has. We love Allah Almighty because he is perfection. We love the Holy Prophet because he is a manifestation of that perfection. So as human beings, inbuilt in us is this understanding of goodness, understanding of beauty. We comprehend what beauty is, we comprehend what love, what goodness is. We know what it is, and we want to achieve it, we want to acquire it. So it is something natural in our very nature, in our fitrah. This is the true love that Islam wants to develop, wants us to develop in our lives and to express in our lives. For example, the love which we have for our children, it should be based on that love, that eternal love. And it cannot be altered and cannot be changed because of the behavior that a person has. For example, if today you find many parents who have handicapped children, they love their children, they take care of their children. Even if a child doesn't look good to others, but the parents love him in any case.
And there's a story, like a woman was asked to choose a child among a group of children, and she was asked to choose a very beautiful child she sees in the crowd, and she again goes and picks her own child, who is apparently has a very dark toned skin. So hair, what looks beautiful to a mother, is something beyond the apparent features. So exactly. That's why she chooses her own son. So you're trying to say that apparent features are not the basic criteria to be loving someone. And we have to be showing that in our families all the time. It's not just saying with your lips to your children that this is love, that's love. But at the same time, if you're behaving with your spouse the way that you're actually teasing your spouse for some physical apparent features, your child is going to develop that understanding that the definition of love in your mind is something else, and what he actually picks up very, very soon. Professor will discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will write a reward for he who kisses his child, and Allah will bring happiness on Judgment Day to he who makes his child happy.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi today, and we're discussing the key points to develop a better parent-child relationship. So yes, Professor, you were saying, what are the key points that can make a parent-child relationship better?
Yes, so we are talking about the expression of love. Love is important because true love is something which goes down to the heart of the person, of the other person also. It comes out from your heart. It's true love. It's based on truthfulness. It is, as we said, the first principle, being truthful.
Yeah.
So it's something which you feel deep down in your heart. You express what you feel, and then you express it. And you feel it not because of the apparent features of the person whom you love. It is because of his
honesty, truthfulness,
his internal attributes,
yeah,
his true self. You love him for that. And the very basic essence is the humanity which is there below the surface. So that humanity is something which we love. Allah also loves his human, all human beings, whether even if they don't accept him. But he does not like their behavior, what they do. So that is the expression of that.
So how important is it for the parents of a teenager especially to express this love within the family, be it with each other or be it with their teenage child?
They should continuously be showing that love, expressing that love, using words, nice words, gestures. One of them is, for example, giving each other gifts.
Okay.
One of the traditions says that giving gifts is a way of showing your respect and your love, and it increases your loves, especially between husband and wife, also for children. So that is important. But much more important is that we should also, this love and this expression of love should feel into empathizing with the other person.
All right.
That's the third thing which is important. It emanates from being truthful. It emanates from being from that love, that truth, the outpouring of that true love in a way that you empathize with the other person.
So it's basically all spreading out from just one point. As you said, if truthfulness is there, if being honest and being fair is there, you're actually, the other good qualities are actually coming, getting their roots from the same very quality of being truthful. And then other qualities like being fair enough, expressing love, and because you could express love for the one you actually find truthful. And as we said in the entire program, that the love is basically the love which is for the internal attributes, not for the apparent features. Because apparent features are all time's fool. They go away with time and they fade away with time. And then the love which remains is for the internal features, is for the internal attires that should be maintained. And it remains for the internal attributes. So, Professor Naqvi, thank you so much for being with us and sharing so beautiful and important messages with us. And thank you so much to our listeners. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, that's parstoday.ir, and go to the tab COI, Call of Islam, and you'll find our old programs, the archive of our programs over there. And in case you have any queries for us or any questions, any feedback, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just typing Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.